colors because they played their asses off last night. They were really tough. It's hard for a Valley team to come into Henkel Fieldhouse and compete against a Big East team. It just is. And so the Sycamores didn't hit enough shots last night. Because they didn't hit enough shots, they lose to Seton Hall, and they got beat 79-77. KenPom almost hit this on the number. If Indiana State had hit that final shot, that three-pointer, man, KenPom predicted this game was going to be 81-80 Indiana State. Indiana State would have won 80-79 had one of those three-pointers gone in toward the buzzer, but it didn't get done. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk first about the Colts. And the Colts 20 days away from the trade. We'll talk about trade or from the draft. Trades have been made by the Colts. Draft day trades, and a lot of them under Chris Ballard. And maybe that's the way he goes. Maybe it's not the way he goes. Maybe he looks at this draft as an opportunity to build depth and look at future plug and play guys. I don't agree with that. You finish 9-8. You try to lift your current roster a little bit. You find a place where you can enhance what you got in the short term, not just a quarterback where Anthony Richardson is going to come back from that injury and hopefully stay healthy, but across the board. At 9-8, you're not good enough to win a Super Bowl. You're not just competing if you're playing for a championship. You're not just competing with the Houston Texans, Tennessee Titans, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're trying to compete with the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl like it's their job. So you better figure out a way to compete with the Chiefs. And you don't do that by standing pat. So will Ballard do what he's done many times? We'll go over some of the trades surrounding the draft in his previous seven and look at what maybe past his prologue with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about, like I said, Indiana State, but we'll talk about Purdue. Like Purdue, I think, is going to roll over the top of NC State like they're not even there. They don't have an answer for Zach Edey. That's just the way this works. DJ Burns is not an answer. He's 6'9", 275. He is not a guy who's going to be able to get up or even maybe reach Zach Edey's grill and keep him from dropping a 40-burger on NC State. I think Purdue absolutely waltzes through this semifinal game. And then it's going to get a little bit tougher with UConn. UConn, a little bit of a plane snafu as they travel to Phoenix. But I think that's just going to piss them off. And Alabama isn't going to want to play a pissed-off UConn game. Danny Hurley sees everything in his life as an impediment, as a hurdle between he and him and where he wants to go. And so that plane thing, all right, you want to throw a plane problem at us? I'm going to take your plane problem, I'm going to turn it into a positive, and we're going to play even better because of the plane problem. That's Danny Hurley's process, and I think that that's what we're going to see tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about Rashee Rice, receiver, rookie receiver for the Chiefs. It's not really, man, he's driving the Lamborghini. All right, you got a Lamborghini and a Corvette on an interstate in the Dallas area, in that Metroplex, racing on the interstate, going way too fast for traffic. You see it all the time. We got to be a little bit more cognizant of those around us, a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more empathetic. And if you're going 110 miles an hour while everybody else is going 60, you are a serious danger to the lives and well-being of the people you're on the road with. That kind of selfishness has got to be penalized with incarceration. There has got to be somebody who stands up and says, look, the other people on the road, they're valuable. You know, so you got to go to jail. Not just, look, that we've had a situation like Henry Ruggs, right? Tragic situation. People died as a result of what he did in Vegas. Nobody died this time. But I think it's about the act. It's not about the outcome that's important. And I think punishment ought to be meted out, because there's got to be a message sent to people in Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Cleveland, Columbus. You can't pull that crap. St. Louis, although St. Louis has got other car problems. But Indianapolis, I see it probably once a week when two people go by me going about 110 miles an hour racing in traffic. That's crazy. It's dangerous. It's deadly, and it's got to stop. We'll talk about that. And hell, I just did talk about it. Maybe we won't bring it up again. Haley Van Lith, she is coming out in the portal, and she's going to play somewhere else. She's not going to stick with LSU. Seems like LSU is having trouble keeping players. Maybe that's got something to do with Kim Mulkey. Pacers and Oklahoma City tonight. We'll see. And, you know, this is a crucial game. And then Sunday, 5 o'clock against the Heat, absolutely crucial. This, Breakfast with Kent, for Friday, April 5th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. But want to announce that Toby Northen is the winner of the Our Lads Draft Guide. The electronic copy will be sent to him, conveyed to him today. That's a nice thing about electronic copies. You get delivery instantly. You can order the hardback. Well, it's like a magazine. It's like, you know, that's what it is. You can get the hard copy guide, or you can get the e-guide. Either way, you're going to get great information from our lads, just as you get a great opportunity to invest in your bandwidth, your intellect this weekend. Big games tomorrow night. Purdue, NC State, UConn, Bama. You want to put some shekels on the game? Go to MyBookie, use promo code Kent, and you could get a promo bonus of up to $1,000. Make sure you subscribe. Oh, by the way, MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, from anywhere, only at MyBookie. All right. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. And all you have to do to win the Our Lads Draft Guide, you have to send me your email address. We'll pick one every day until they tell me to stop. We're just giving them away. They said, you want to give some away? They were not specific, so I'm just going to keep going until they say, hey, what are we doing? We want some people to buy these things. I'll just keep going. Hit the like button. That's a good thing. You got to be a subscriber to win. Got to be a subscriber to this channel. You want to make a donation, make a donation. Make your donation with a comment, and we will share it with the group and the class. Let's talk about the Colts. Let's talk about previous draft trades. All right, 2018, we kind of forget that the Colts, they didn't have the 6th overall pick. They had the 3rd overall pick after 2017. They traded back with the Jets. They traded that 3rd overall pick for the 6th and the 37th and a 2nd-round pick in 2019 and a 49th overall pick in 2019. So what did they get? They got Quentin Nelson at 6. By the way, the Jets, they took Sam Darnold at 3. This is one of the worst trades in the history of trades. The Colts got Quentin Nelson. They got Braden Smith with the 37th pick. They got Rocky Sin with the 34th pick in 19. That's a swing and a miss. And they traded back from 49 to 52 and got Kamoko Touré, who's not altogether too bad, but you got two stalwarts on your offensive line. You got 40% of your offensive line for the next, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. This will be year 7 for Quentin Nelson and Braden Smith. That's the return on investment you got for trading back 3 spots and allowing the Jets to go get Sam Darnold at 3. Brandon Morris says, hey, Kent, this is officially Chris Ballard, sail or sink season. I can't see him retaining the fan base after another lackluster season. Here's the thing with Chris Ballard, and wait, let's talk about that. Because Chris Ballard's roster, as constructed right now, minus Gardner Minshew to Vegas and Joe Flacco in, and then the addition of Raekwon Davis at defensive tackle, it's the same group. You got the same 25 starters on this team. That includes the three specialists, long snapper, punter, kicker. Same guys. That team went 9-8 with Gardner Minshew as the quarterback, with Anthony Richardson as the quarterback, if somehow, some way he can stay healthy. Do you not think, and don't forget this, Jonathan Taylor is going to be available, you hope, knock wood, for the entire season. So if you've got Richardson and you've got Taylor for all 17, you got the same offensive line, linebackers, wide receivers, defensive backs, tight ends, everybody's the same. So thinking that they're somehow going to go, I keep seeing 4-13, 5-12, people in comments. That's crackers, unless people get hurt. If people get hurt, particularly Anthony Richardson, then the wheels can come off the track. But as constructed, this team has a lot of people in their prime playing pretty good football with a pretty good coaching staff. I don't know why people are down on the Colts. Like, I have not had a good time this offseason. I'll grant you that. There hadn't been a lot of signings. There hadn't been any, like, wow moment. They have not. Chris Ballard has never and will never win March, ever. Prior to draft day, there's nothing that goes on that's going to make you keenly interested in what's happening. And draft night, we have no idea what's going to happen. But to think somehow that the Colts are going to be a lesser team this coming year than they were last year is kind of illogical, given, again, the construct of the roster. They lost no one. No Zach Moss, backup running back. Those guys you can swap out like light bulbs. Doesn't matter. You got a starting 22. You know kind of works. And if Anthony Richardson can stay healthy, I think this team should be a co-favorite to win the AFC South. Look, the Houston Texans had done a lot of heavy lifting in the offseason. They've made some splashy moves. But splashy moves, they do not always pay off. They didn't last year for the Jets. They didn't the year before for the Broncos. Why is everybody all in love with the Texans? I think it's just lazy media. Colts are going to be, they're going to be there in the AFC South, barring horrific injuries. You had a draft class to that? In 2019, they traded 26. They traded out of the first round. They got the second round pick, Michael Pittman. They got something else. In 22, they traded the first round pick with a third round pick for Carson Wentz. That did not go terribly well. The 22 was the first, right? First round pick for 22. Wentz, of course, played here in 21. And in 20, they gave up the 2020 first round pick for DeForest Buckner. That wound up being Tristan Wirfs. I think that was a good trade. I got no problem with that. Indiana State last night, they lose to Seton Hall 79-77. Shots at the end to win. It's a great game. Awesome game. The 11-0 run at the end of the first half was great for Indiana State. The 9-0 run for Seton Hall at the end of the game, that's great for the Pirates. Seton Hall, a physical, tough Big East team. And, man, I felt bad for Ryan Conwell last night. Tough night shooting. 40% beyond the arc for the season, but 1 of 9 last night. Saturday, Purdue, they've got NC State. And I don't think that there's any answer for Zach Edey. DJ Burns is not the guy to get that done. 6'9", 275. I see a game where it's likely he winds up in foul trouble, because what the hell is he going to do to stop 7'4", 290-pound Zach Edey? I think Smith versus McConnell is really interesting, too. I think McConnell is very, very important to NC State. That's going to be fun. Then following that, you've got UConn, Bama. UConn had some plane issues. That game at 8:39. You know, and it's just going to piss UConn off. They're going to play better as a result of the plane issues. And they're going to win that game. And they're going to win that game easily. And I look at UConn minus 11 as the lock of locks. I think UConn is going to roll over the top of Bama and absolutely frustrate them on the offensive end. I just don't see Bama as being competitive in this game. Tonight, South Carolina against NC State, that game at 7 o'clock, Iowa at U, or against UConn following it. That's the nightcap. It'll be South Carolina and Iowa in the finals on Sunday afternoon. Caitlin against South Carolina. That's going to be the most watched women's game ever. I'm watching. That's appointment viewing in the Sterling household. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. We talked about that a little bit. 79 receptions last year, 938 yards. I hope they put him away for 6 months. I hope the NFL suspends him for a year. You cannot do what he did. Plus, not only did he endanger everybody on that road, he walked away from the accident. He left the scene before seeing if anybody was okay. That kind of selfishness has got to be penalized. We live in a society where if you're not empathetic toward people, I got to tell you, I got no use for you. Haley Van Lith goes into the transfer portal. Good for her. She's done it before. She was 19.7 at Louisville as a junior. This past year, 11.6 at LSU. I want to go to a new school. I want to go to another new school. Stop it with all the transferring. What are you trying to do? You're going to give me a headache. Pacers tonight against OKC. They're a half game up now because the Heat lost last night. The Pacers are a half game up for the sixth spot. They need to stay there. This is a huge game. Win this game, then win Sunday against the Heat, and you don't lock up the sixth spot, but you come pretty damn close to it. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Birthdays we should have celebrated yesterday. We celebrated the Friday birthdays yesterday. I got confused. Today, the birthdays for yesterday. We should have celebrated Ashley Griffin, the genius of Ashley Griffin. She's celebrating a birthday. John Eastman, she's really smart. That's right, Joey. Joy Weaver, who had, I got to tell you what, Joy Bean Blossom in high school was an unbelievably nice person with the best hair in the whole school. There's no question. She had silky hair. Yeah, you walked behind her in the hall, you were like, man, that's a head of hair. That's what you did. Fred Scott, happy birthday yesterday. Michael Mascari, happy birthday yesterday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Be good to each other. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. Don't drive like an idiot because there are other people on the road. All right, Chuck Hall says happy birthday to all. Have a great day. Everyone, Boiler up. This weekend, yeah, go Boilers. We're all Purdue now. We were all Indiana State last night. Now we're all Purdue. Go Boilermakers, Inside Indiana Sports, now. Coming up this afternoon, we're going to go a little bit earlier than normal at about 2 o'clock as we prepare for all the basketball action this weekend. And what do we have to do? Turn the TV on. That's it. What preparation could there be? And the radio show starting in just a couple of minutes on WGCL Radio in Bloomington, WGCLradio.com. Click to listen.